The L.A. Lakers superstar LeBron James flew past his childhood hero Michael Jordan last night.
LeBron takes it to the rim and finishes with the left, and he's fouled. The legend of LeBron continues. He moves past his idol, MJ, for fourth on the all-time scoring list.
That's right. James is now number four on the all-time scoring list. Say it with me, behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Karl Malone, and Kobe Bryant. Such an emotional moment. He cried behind a towel. They played videos. And the Lakers still lost to the Denver Nuggets, their fourth loss in a row, their eighth in 10 games, bogged down in what Slate called the Great Plains of Sadness. In fact, the Lakers, led by LeBron, are dangerously close to missing the playoffs. Mike Pesca, Here Now sports analyst, is here. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, yikes.
Yes.
What happened here?
They are going to miss the playoffs. I mean, it's not done. They're not mathematically eliminated, but the sites that both crunch the numbers of how good they are, how good their schedule is, and how good their competition is, all give them a less than 1% chance of making the playoffs. And what happened is, I think, two or threefold. One, the West is good, but that's not a surprise. We thought they would be. Two, LeBron is not bad. He's still a top 10 player. But, you know, from about 2007 and 8 to about 2013, he was best player in the NBA, best player in the world. Mm. Now, when we say he's a top 10 player, I mean, so is Karl Anthony Towns. Do we naturally expect that guy's teams to make the playoffs? And the third thing is, LeBron is more than a player. What he wants goes. He gets to dictate who the team trades for, who they don't trade for. And he's not been good at this, by the way, throughout his career. He did this at Cleveland. It's tough to expect someone to be. But his will has not, when it has been pursued or executed, it has not redounded to the success of his franchise, shall we say.
Well, wasn't he injured this year as well?
But
just to remind people, he signed on with the Lakers last summer after, of course, well, we shouldn't say of course. Some people may not be following this, but he was with the Cleveland Cavaliers twice. This was huge for the Lakers at the time, but, you know, they're a young team. They've got a new head coach. As you say, maybe he is calling too many of the shots. But last night, here's what he said post-game when a reporter asked what he expects from his teammates if the Lakers are eliminated from the playoffs.
Oh, I have no idea. You know, for me personally, I can speak for myself. I continue to be the professional and, as great as you can be every single night, no matter the circumstances, because someone's always watching.
Yeah, it sounds like he may be resigned to things. What happens if they don't make the playoffs?
They go on. There are some people, and by the way, NBA Twitter and NBA rumors are more out of control than the Kardashians. So people have theories, but I think they try again and they acquire better players in the offseason. One of the big moves that hurt the team is maybe the best player, one of the best players in the NBA, the center, Anthony Davis from the Pelicans, made it known he wanted to be traded. And then what happened is LeBron went out and tried to facilitate a trade. Well, when you do that and you start talking about all the pieces on your team who you're willing to move to for this hypothetical, what you're saying is, I'm not too interested in playing with my current teammates. So that somewhat poisons the situation, but it is possible that Anthony Davis next year will be traded. And if he comes to a LeBron James team, that alone would make them one of the best teams in the world. I still think that LeBron James can turn it up in a playoff situation, can make a deep run, can win an NBA Finals. Got to get to the playoffs first.
Okay. Well, just staying with the NBA, Commissioner Adam Silver spoke at the Sloan Sports Analytics Conference recently about how depressed players are when he meets them. Let's listen.
You know, I think to the outside world, they see the fame, the money, all the trappings that go with it. They're the best in the world at what they do. You know, they say, how is it possible? Like, they could even be complaining. And I hear this on television all the time. A lot of these young men are genuinely unhappy.
What's going on here?
A couple things. I think he's diagnosing the problem correctly. I think that it is a condition of the age. No one's on social media more than these players. And we all see them just like everyone else. They put forward their Instagram or social media selves and they seem to be on top of the world. And why wouldn't they be? But like all human beings, they have failings and they have flaws and they have anxiety. And I mean, this is a separate conversation, but I think social media are these like perfectly designed anxiety machines that we've all let into our lives. That said, step back for a second and think about, and let's compliment how amazing it is to have the commissioner of a sport being on the forefront of empathizing with his workers. Hmm. Many of us would like to have, if not a boss, but a boss's boss's boss, mm-hmm. who is that smart and that sharp and that astute. And you compare it to other leagues where at minimum, there's a tension between management and players. And I do think in some leagues like the NFL, there's just outright animosity. Adam Silver always calls his players, and they're not his players, always calls the players his partners. He really does seem to have their best interest in mind. These sort of statements, I think, will convince them that, you know, he and them are on the same page. Huh. And I think it's really remarkable that he goes so far, and it's a thing that's really laudatory.
And maybe they'll be doing something about that depression. Mike Pesca here now, sports analyst, also the host of the daily podcast, The Gist at Slate.com. Mike, thanks.
You're welcome.